We're just about 3 weeks out from the midterm elections, and in Georgia, a heated battle over voting rights is playing out. Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp is running against Stacey Abrams, a Democrat who would become Georgia's first black woman governor if elected. But activists are suing Kemp, who as Secretary of State oversees the voting system. They claim some 53,000 voter registration applicants are on hold. The majority of those are for black voters. Kemp says that he is not intentionally trying to diminish the black vote for his own gain in the election. The Takeaway reached out to his campaign and they responded to our email calling this a, quote, manufactured crisis created by Stacey Abrams and used by Abrams to fire up her base of supporters. Andra Gillespie is an associate professor of political science at Emory University. Andra, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
When we hear about efforts to disenfranchise Georgia voters, what exactly are we talking about here? Can you tell us what these 53,000 applications actually are?
Well, in this case, it is the issue of exact match. So when people fill out voter registration applications, they may leave out hyphens or accent marks. And there's also the possibility for human error. So if you fill out a paper application form and it goes to your county elections office and somebody actually forgets to put the hyphen in or forgets to put the apostrophe in, then after that, they check the name against some type of official government record, like a driver's license record or perhaps a social security record. If the name has not been transcribed identically to what is actually on your other government ID record, then that application is flagged as needing additional verification. And in the state of Georgia, you have a certain period of time, about 2 years, to be able to go and get that corrected before you'll officially be added to the voter rolls as a voter. This is a longer period than before, but the Secretary of State's office had been sued and reached a settlement with various civil rights groups to try to remove exact match. But then the state reinscribed it into law and just gave a longer period by which people have to sort of prove how they spell their name correctly.
Andra, I have a question about the 53,000, though. How does Kemp explain that the majority of these, if we're accurate on this, are for black Georgians?
Well, he can't say, he's not going to say that it was intended to be that way. It's just a question of the effect. And so people of color, so not just African Americans, but also Latinos and Asian Americans, are more likely to have their names flagged as not hitting, meeting the exact match standards as opposed to whites.
But for what purpose? I mean, are our names that different? I'm just trying to understand why these groups are targeted more.
Yeah. So, you know, these are names that might not transcribe well. So if you have unusual spellings, non-Western names that people aren't familiar with, you can see it in an instance where Mary and Joseph and John are more familiar to people, whereas somebody who has a hyphen or an apostrophe or an unusual spelling of their name might accidentally be transcribed from paper into the electronic database incorrectly. And that's more likely to hit people of color.
Andra, when we were talking about the Kemp camp and what their reaction has been to this. And when they've been confronted with accusations that they that the Kemp camp had actually engaged in disenfranchisement, one of the things they point to is that they've actually increased the number of voters in Georgia by 1 million people. Does that defense work here?
I'm not sure that it works here. I mean, I think we have to ask a question about if there's a particular verification practice that has a disparate impact on people of color, it might stand to reason to, that you might want to revisit that particular policy. So it's great that there are more voters in the state. I'm sure Stacey Abrams would actually probably argue that she and her campaign helped contribute to that increase in voter registration. But we do need to make sure that the services are working smoothly and that they work smoothly across demographic groups in the state.
Now, we've seen earlier attempts to close polling locations in largely black voting districts. We've seen accusations of voter disenfranchisement, both from the Secretary of State's office and now the legislature. Regardless of what happens here, what are there any things that voters who are on those rolls right now, anything that they can do to make sure that their right to vote is ensured on Election Day?
What I, you know, would tell people is make sure that you show up, make sure that you have all the identification. If you have a problem, ask for a provisional ballot so that you can vote on Election Day, and then make sure that you call lawyers who are going to be there and be willing to represent your right to vote pro bono.
Andra Gillespie is an associate professor of political science at Emory University. Andra, thank you.
Thank you.